USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending explosive devices in the mail to prominent critics of President Trump, is pleading guilty in a federal court. Last year, Sayoc sent devices that could have exploded to places like CNN headquarters in Manhattan and the home of former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and other outspoken Democrats who have criticized President Trump. President Trump says he wants to see a full range of free speech on college campuses and universities all across the country.
Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
Republican Governor of Mississippi Phil Bryant signs a bill on Thursday that bans abortions once doctors can trace a heartbeat with an ultrasound. That can come as early as 6 weeks in a pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A governor admits to something that has some folks scratching their heads. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Remarks by Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin about exposing his children to chickenpox, raising some eyebrows.
They were miserable for a few days.
Governor Matt Bevin making the remark in a Wednesday interview while suggesting the government should stay out of mandating vaccines. He says when a neighbor got the disease, he intentionally exposed all 9 of his kids to it so that they would get the disease and become immune to chickenpox.
And I went and made sure every one of my kids was exposed to it, and they got it. They were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine.
A new lawsuit accuses two wildfire cleanup companies of intentionally digging up more soil in Northern California than necessary to make extra money. Residents in Sonoma County who lost their homes due to the 2017 firestorm filed a class action lawsuit against the companies, claiming they over-excavated the properties to capitalize on being paid by the ton. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There have been a lot of concerns regarding the admissions process when it comes to getting into elite universities. But the college admissions scandal has really exposed some of the weaknesses that experts say will result in far-reaching changes. Parents are coming forward and saying how Rick Singer approached them about getting their child into school. This student who got into USC with Singer's help explains how it all began with a conversation between Singer and her mom.
He asked her what my grades were. He asked her what my ACT score was. She told him, and he said, oh, those aren't getting her into Ivy Leagues.
The student continues on CBS This Morning.
He goes, oh, well, you know, is she athletically involved in any way? Is she a star athlete? And my mom says, this girl can't play anything. She's terrible at athletics. And he kind of just said, oh, it won't be a problem. She didn't think it was anything weird. She just thought, wow, this guy must be so good at his job that it doesn't matter that my daughter can't shoot a basketball.
According to the student, her mother did not seek out Singer. He was referred to her by a family friend. And finally, March Madness is in full swing with a full slate of NCAA basketball games both Thursday and Friday. And the NCAA tournament, though, ends up costing employers $13.3 billion in lost productivity. And with no one winning the Powerball jackpot on Wednesday, the jackpot for Saturday increases to $625 million. Worth noting, your odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.